move on to item number three, public comments. I don't think we had any. Moving on to item number four, superintendent's report, Mr. Petty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Very quickly, we've been meeting with principals this week regarding the 24-25 school year. It is on top of us, believe it or not. I know y'all know that because y'all been doing this for a while now. We're looking at present enrollment, projected enrollment, class staffing, job vacancies. We do have some vacancies. We'll continue these conversations on and off until school starts. Do I think some people who signed an intent to return will definitely come back? History says some will find jobs elsewhere, and so we have to be prepared to fill those. We're already advertising some vacancies, the vacancies that we have now that we know about. We'll just continue to kind of keep working that. Chipola has some activities, some mock interview type things where we go up and spend some time with them for their teachers that are getting ready for job placement. So we've been very, I hate to use the word lucky because I don't believe in luck, but we've been very blessed to capitalize on that, sending some administrators up there for those events. Softball complex update. I went out there the latest, I don't know if Kevin's been out there since about 3. I went out there, I guess, about 3. Electricians, plumbers, they're on site today, trimming out everything, putting fixtures on. They were working on the concession stand when I happened to be out there. Hope to have some maybe water lights later today, not sure, at least maybe some lights. There's a home game tonight at 7 o'clock, and I put on there with DJ KP, that's me. I didn't know any other name, but Donnie Redd's not there to call the game tonight, so I'll be spinning the tunes tonight at the ball game. Repairs have been made to areas of Toler Gym. I know some of y'all got some emails about that. Kevin and I talked about that today. Some of the minor things were already repaired through work orders. Kevin's awaiting a quote for painting, which would be a summertime, you know, activity. And then waiting on to meet a guy, I guess, in the next week or day or two for bleacher refurbishment. And those things are now 20 years old, so they are 24 years old, so they definitely need some work. But we'll have everything clean and ready for kindergarten graduation. We have met with Culpepper regarding the football field house. We're waiting quotes for electrical, which would be the first item of business is getting electrical run there. And as soon as we get that, hopefully we can start to resume work there. Just some things for your calendar. Hosford School Family Breakfast is this Friday at 7:30. That gets through when school starts around 8:05. If you have some time Friday morning, that is a wonderful time to meet with parents and to see them and eat breakfast with us. Ethics training is Thursday, a couple days away at the Civic Center. Appreciate Miss Shuler down there. She's down there somewhere. Hey, Miss Shuler. She's putting this on. Appreciate that. And I think Doobie's cooking, so that makes it worth it just to be able to eat his cooking. So anyway, that'll be on Thursday. Hope to see y'all there. Signing day at the high school on Friday, 2 p.m. Multiple signings. I think there's about 9. I think Tim told me 9 signings today, or for Friday rather. So they put out a parent square, got it on Facebook, so we're expecting a big turnout for that. So far right now, and I'll address this one, number 12, I'm supposed to have a PAC meeting tomorrow in Jefferson County, but let me switch to 12. There is a threat of some inclement weather coming in, so I've been in touch with the EOC office that we have kind of a little text loop, and so they're going to have some meetings tomorrow afternoon. Some school districts west of here have already adjusted their school schedule. So tonight before I go to bed, I'll start looking at what some of these others are doing. I'm in a text loop with superintendent, so that's what there is some adjustments, and it may need to be some adjustments for us. I'm just not sure if we're going to get the worst of it. So we'll just, this time of year, you still got wintertime hanging on and the Gulf warmness, you know, that makes for bad weather. Friday, April the 26th, no school for students, professional development for staff. That's on a Friday. Number 10, I don't want to be presumptuous, okay? I want to be confident. But the softball regional final will be 7 p.m. on Tuesday, May 14th. We don't know where that'll be yet, and we don't even know that we'll be playing for it. But I'm very confident that that might be a home game for us. if we're still in it, I hope we are. That is also a school board meeting night. So as we get closer to that time, I would ask y'all if y'all could consider maybe an alternate time. If we have to go travel somewhere, I know we'd probably, most of us, all would want to go there. But closer to time, I'll go and let you know that the Monday before that Tuesday is kindergarten graduation at Hosford, and then the Thursday is graduation at Toler. So we might can do it the same day. We might just need to adjust the time. So if y'all just kind of, if y'all will work with us there, Mr. Chair, just be a little flexible. I hope that's a home game and we can maybe move it up to 4:30 or 5 maybe, and we'll all be there. AC work is almost complete here at the district office. I want to thank Kevin for organizing them here and going through a lot of stuff. The only thing really left, I talked to the guy today, he's got to put thermostats in this area. Everything else is covered, it's got thermostats. I saw Melanie shaking today, chill bumps all over her arms. But they can control that, and she did comment that Mandy's was 75 in her room, and she was feeling great with that. So anyway, we've got individual controls. I think that's going. I know for a fact we're going to save all kinds of boo-koodles of money, because that chiller was just like leaving a freezer or a refrigerator open. So anyway, they've got to fix some. You can tell they're running stuff and a lot of the building. They're going to have to fix, just kind of put things back together. But we do have air, and we actually have air in here now. We just don't have the thermostat to control it, but it is cool air. So once we get that, we'll be able to drop it on down when we need to. When we're not in here, we'll bump it up just to save money. And then number 12 was the weather. So anyway, that's what I got. Appreciate y'all, and hope you and your families are doing well.
Thank you. Next is item number 5. Need a motion to add emergency item 10, A, and B. Have a motion?
Motion.
Next to Mr. Moore, second Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve addition and correction to consent item 8C.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 6, need a motion to approve agenda for April 9th, 2024. Have a motion?
Motion.
Looks Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 7, need a motion to approve March 12th, 2024 regular meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Looks Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 8, consent item. Need a motion to approve the following March 2024 financial report and transactions, principal report, financial statement, bills, and payroll. We did not have any budget amendments. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve 2024 update sublist. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Duddy, second. Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve personnel consent table for April 2024 with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve updated personnel list. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 9, action item. Need a motion to approve FDOE project award notification, computer science teacher bonus for a program period of 7th, 1st, 2023 through the 6th, 30th, 2024. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve finance director travel expenditures in the amount of $786 to attend the 2024 FSFOA November conference, June the 16th to the 20th, St. Petersburg, Florida. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second. Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve superintendent travel expenditures in the amount of $572.90 to attend the Commissioner's Summit in Miami, Florida, May the 30th through the 31st. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve travel expenditure in the amount of $1,836 for the following personnel to attend the 2024 Florida School Safety Summit in Orlando, Florida, June the 10th through the 12th. Ricky Sampson, Safety and Security Specialist, Laura Deason, Director of Special Education, Jennifer Keeper, Mental Health Coordinator. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item C, need a motion to approve Office of Educational Facilities, Florida Inventory of Schoolhouses, Fish Certification. Have a motion? Motion, Ms. Singletary.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item F, need a motion to approve Appalachian Forest Youth Camp instructional calendar for 2024-25 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item G, need a motion to approve the four-day summer work schedule for 12-month employees beginning the 5th, 31st, the 24th through the 8th, the 2nd, the 24th, 7:30 to 5, with 30-minute lunch. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item H, need a motion to approve summer personnel recommendations. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item I, need a motion to approve the following summer lunchroom staff, Sandy Davis, Jessica Miller, and Agnes Seaman, substituted W.R. Toler, Shirley Clark, Marilyn Smith, and Dolores Tharp, substituted Hosford. 7 hours a day, 4 days a week, June the 10th through the 25th, 2024, at our regular pay rate. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item J, need a motion to approve to create advertise two summer program teaching positions for ESY, ESE Extended School Year. One position at Hosford K-8, and location may change due to the number of students participating from each site. One position at pre-K Bristol site. Positions to be paid from grant 390-12-11G-2CR01, at hourly rate of pay, 4.5 hours per day, 8 through 12:30, 9 days in June and 9 days in July. Dates for ESY and pre-K ESY will be June the 6th, planning days, and June the 10th, 13th, and 17th, and 20th. Instructional days, which include 30-minute planning time each day, and July the 8th, 11th, 15th, 18th, instructional days, which includes 30 minutes planning time each day. And July the 12th, planning day, ESY dates for students are June the 10th, 13th, 17th, 20th, and July the 18th, 11th, and 15th, 18th, for 8 to 12. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second, Mr. Jason. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item K, need a motion to create advertise two summer program paraprofessional positions for ESY, ESE Extended School Year. One position at Hosford K-8. Location may change due to the number of students participating from each site. One position at pre-K Bristol site. Position to be paid from grant 390-12-11G-2CR01, at hourly rate of pay, 4.5 hours per day, 7:45 to 12:15, 8 days in June and 8 days in July. Dates will be June the 10th, 13th, 17th, 20th, and July the 8th, 11th, and 15th, and 18th. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item L, need a motion to approve to create advertise two summer interventionist teaching position to be paid from grant 39-112-11G-2CR01. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, M. Need a motion to approve to create advertising two summer interventionist teaching positions to be paid from grant 390-93630-4S001. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 10. Item A, we need a motion to approve recommendation of Buddy Lewis as summer driver education teacher beginning 6th of 3rd of 24 through the 7th of 19th of 24. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve Stronger Connection Grant Program FDOE project award notification for program period the first to 24th through the 9th, the 30th to 26th. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 11, board policy items. I don't think we had any. Moving right along to item 12, board member item. Mr. Flowers.
On the driver's ed, did we get a van work guide on that yet?
No, sir. The brown van will not work. I'm going to look down for my eyes to violate. The brown van won't work. The white van, I ain't been able to find it yet. Or Renee, that comes back over here, we'll see. But right now, we don't have a vehicle for it. So the other van that is in, the motor set sideways under the hood, so it has a dog box that brown van has the dog box. The white van that was there did, so we could run that cable and pedal across there, but the brown one, you can't do that. We found out that, so I have to check the white one. If not, then we got to see what we're going to have to do to get a vehicle.
The white one's enough.
It ain't been there. We've been there 3 times, and it's always gone.
It's been, yeah, they're using it.
They're using it to transport.
Yeah, and trips. Tyler Stoudemire used it some as well.
Didn't you say the newer F-150s could be used?
Mm-hmm.
Blue ones or gray ones? I don't know.
So,
yeah.
So we got
to have a
meeting. Yeah,
What happened? I thought we were talking about it one time, buying it from you, Ben.
We're talking about buying the new one and taking the old one, either leave it in the hospital or bring it back and turn it into a. I got to sit the white one to work, the old white one that was here.
Oh, the old?
The
Toyota Sienna.
Okay, the newest one.
The newest one.
Yeah. He said old white one, it threw me
off.
James, what you're remembering is we did put it in a grant request and thought.
We felt
good about it, but then did they tell us? Anyway, they turned us down towards the end and said they would not.
We got the one that we used to transport.
Right.
The handicap one.
We put in for another one, and they turned that one down.
I write vehicles and everything. They always tell me.
We got to have one other step. I ain't told Mr. Petty this. Tommy and Joe come to me. Their handicap, the old handicap van that they was using for a service truck. Thank the motor blowed up in it, so now they don't have a vehicle either. So. We really need some vehicles. We did order a bus, you tell them that?
I have not told them.
We did order a bus. It should be here in October. Keep our fingers crossed.
Does it come with a driver?
I just want to tell y'all, I really appreciate what y'all done about raising the money and letting. That solved a lot of problems for Liberty County School District for drivers.
Good deal.
I mean, that helped tremendously. It really made a difference. Get their license, but Mr. Sewell, Mr. Willis, Mr. Davis, myself, Ms. Sewell, Coach Sewell, Coach Derringer, that helped. only that made them on the ground.
They have more track of them.
Yes, and it's made other people want to do it, so that was a big blessing for the track faith. But that's, you know, we got to get some vehicles for sure. And I'll let Mr. Petty, as soon as I can get hold of the white van, I'll let him know. If not, we might try to convert one of the cars. You know, he tries to haul three people at a time, you know, with him. One driver and at least one or two in the vehicle.
How hard is it to convert it?
You got, well, so all it is, Mr. Secretary, is a bracket that goes in front of the pedal on the car. It attaches to the pedal, and then it's a cable that runs over there to a pedal on the passenger side.
Just a brake pedal?
Right, yes, just a brake pedal. And so that pedal is then activated, so if you let anybody ride in it, kids or whatever, you can slam on brake anytime you want to. So
it's easy to disconnect after gravity?
Pretty much, yeah. Yes. But then you got holes in the floor, tell you where you have to, it has to be mounted through the floor.
Right.
Through the firewall. So, yeah, I'd rather not do one of the cars. Hopefully, the other way, the old county office van would work.
Yeah.
I know just sooner we can get our hands on it.
It should be back there today.
It was in Hosford today.
Yeah, it was back today.
They've been over three times, and the weightlifting had it. Rassman's had it every time they go over there, so.
It was there when I come by a while ago at lunch.
Yeah, so they all, you know.
Yeah.
We've actually had to use it a little bit for sure.
Yeah, during the day when we need to get a hold of it.
Yeah. We've got some, this time of year, we've got so many activities, so it's legit gone. It's just been a little tougher.
But I would definitely let Mr. Petty know just as soon as we find out what we can do.
Okay. All right. There's one other thing. I want to thank our district office staff for being attentive and responding quickly whenever we call up with questions and any kind of issues to help parents. They do that, and I just want to let them all know. I appreciate it, and I'm sure the rest of the board members do too. That's it.
Ms. Jody?
Will we have any type of grand opening for the softball? Showcase it a little bit, you know?
I would love it to be totally finished where everybody can walk through it, but yes, definitely do a ribbon cutting celebration.
Something like that.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, I think it's important because this has been a long time.
They're real close. Now, the part that's going is the lockers and getting that, and they're making those now.
And the
bleacher thing, so yeah, there's still a thing, but it looks so good inside. The flooring's done.
They had the toilets in, they was putting all the fixtures in. The holdup on the bleachers were the guy that was drawing up, the architect or structural engineer that was drawing them up, he left. So then
left Culpepper?
So they had to get somebody else to do it. So that's what we have to do. But they are working on it. Me and Mr. Mark met multiple times last week. That's what he's with Culpepper. And figuring out everything. So they own it. Just it's going to be the last process for sure.
Cool.
So.
Yeah. I think that'd be good.
You know, electricians told me should they ever use a concession stand tonight.
Good.
Really?
Awesome.
That's awesome.
That's what they told me today. Now, I went back by there right before the game to find out, but that was their goal. They had all the wires pulled. When I say, I'm saying power. There might not be a sink there because I ordered a new sink. That one come the reverse than it's supposed to be. So, anyhow.
Yeah,
the sink's supposed to be in here today, too, but we'll see.
That's a big thing.
But they should be able to use the concession stand tonight.
Good.
It looks really good. Yeah, like Mr. Petty,
it's
you
nice.
Can go out and look in. It's very nice.
I'd like to thank everybody doing such a good job for us. And summertime ain't far, guys. Just hang in there.
You got it.
Mr. Singletary?
I would also like to thank everybody and not singling anybody out, but I want to thank Kevin for getting this air conditioning system lined out. I know he had to do the work. He had a lot to do with lining it all up, and I appreciate it. But I appreciate what everybody does. And I want to reiterate what Mr. Petty said about Friday signing day. I think that's a real big deal. We got nine student athletes signing to go to college. I'd like to see the gym packed out with support from the community. That's all I've got.
Mr. Booth?
Want to make sure everybody remembers Friday breakfast at Hosford. If you can make it, Kyle's serving plates, so.
Who's doing the cooking, and do they need any help?
I think they're just the lunchroom staff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be probably more for the parents and all, and.
And they may have some more stuff brought in. All I know is. I don't think so. I don't think so, but I don't know that for sure. I'll find out. If there's any extra, I'll let y'all know.
And Kevin, I'm glad to see you walking a little better. I'm going to check on Jerome a little better, but your eyes are dying.
Jerome's going to be out a while. If y'all want to talk to Jerome, just come to the ball game here and buy.
Kevin, could you, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. Could you or Mr. Flowers give us an update on him? I've talked to him, but he's his brother and you're his boss. So can one of y'all give us an update on him?
Go ahead, Mr. Flowers.
He's going to go to ball games. The night he got hurt, I said, that's going to hurt him more.
Yeah.
Missing the ball game than his foot.
And he went anyway.
He was there.
And he was at the ball game.
So you know he split his ankle, broke it, and then he broke the small bone right below his knee. So when they went in there, they screwed his ankle back together to pull it back. Well, when they done that, thank God, it pulled that bone back in place and they didn't have to end up doing anything to that bone. Just let it heal.
Yeah.
So he's got to wear a cast for 10 weeks minimum, before, and then he can maybe start therapy. So.
And I talked to him Saturday, maybe. Yeah. I think it was Saturday, and he said he was, as long as he had it propped up, he was fine, but he still was having trouble putting any weight at all on it.
He's definitely been in pain with it.
I think he's supposed to go back either Thursday or Friday and get stitches out.
Yeah, he told me that for a second.
He's very lucky. We lucky. Everybody's lucky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very blessed.
Very blessed.
He's doing good. Other than pain in his ankle, he's getting
a little
better.
He's getting better every day.
Yeah. Mr. Petty knows it, but I still send him work orders just like he's here. Just gives him a little something to do and look at. So what? I know how to fix that.
Keeps him engaged.
We've called him from the bus barn and told him. He's asked about coming up and just sitting, and I told him I'd come meet him anytime. You know, he's bored to death in the house, going crazy. So, you know, he might come up and sit one day with us or something.
But don't let him do anything.
I'll be glad for him to answer my phone. I said, I'll be glad for him to come answer my phone.
You got to have that foot propped up, though, Renee.
I got one of them big chairs that's got a recline.
I tell you, come back. Way quicker than they're going to let him, I promise.
Yeah. Ain't going to sit around a whole lot and thank you. Got to go through the process.
I appreciate that.
Item 13, closing comments. I don't think we had any. Item 14, need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary. Meeting is now adjourned.
All right, game at 7.